Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's roundup of Robotics and Physical AI. Quick, focused, six stories that matter as robots move from lab demos into real-world work. We'll hit supply chains, software, new AI tool chains, data rights, healthcare agents, and a sobering software report. Let's dive.
First up, precision Swiss machining is suddenly a headline risk as humanoids and factory robots leave prototypes. Parts that once lived in back-office machining shops are now critical path items. Tight tolerances, long lead times, and high per-piece costs.
That shift forces engineers to design for manufacturability or face months-long waits. It's not just cost. Single-source suppliers, bespoke fixturing, and inspection throughput can throttle rollouts. Teams are starting to ask whether every custom part is necessary.
Solutions are emerging. More modular components, standard interfaces, and regional capacity built. But those take time and money. Smaller shops can't instantly scale to supply global fleets, so companies face trade-offs between vertical integration and agility.
NVIDIA's Nemo Claw story is up next, an open blueprint for autonomous AI engineers that could shrink simulation cycles from weeks to hours. That's huge for iteration speed, but a blueprint doesn't equal a plug-and-play factory line.
Right. Simulations are only helpful if the plant can consume the outputs. That means secure model deployment, integration with PLCs and OT systems, and operational staff who trust and understand the automation. Otherwise, you get demos that never make it past QA.
OpenAI's new Codex plugins are the upstream piece, role-specific tools for analytics, design, and planning that could accelerate robotics programs. They promise to move capability earlier in the pipeline, if the data plumbing, connectors, and governance hold up.
And that's the rub. APIs, access control, identity, and SLAs become the real gating factors. A great plugin is useless if it can't reliably call CAD systems, schedule simulations, or read plant telemetry under secure contracts and audit trails.
Story 4 is a simmering battleground. Who owns the data physical AI systems collect? Worker interactions, environment scans, and task logs are valuable training fodder. And there's rising pressure to compensate or provide rights frameworks. Anixi Labs CAT is already pushing the conversation.
This isn't just ethics theater. Ownership affects who can train models, who benefits economically, and whether employees will accept pervasive sensing. Expect legal fights, data trusts, and contract clauses that dictate retention, monetization, and opt-in terms.
Agentic AI is already moving into healthcare ops. Triage bots, scheduling agents, decision support routines, but deployment is the test. Hospitals can adopt fast, but sustainable gains hinge on workflow fit, governance, and measurable reductions in cognitive load for clinicians.
Exactly. Pilots that don't integrate into EMRs or that add verification steps will slow staff down, not help them. Regulators and risk teams will also require clear audit trails, failover protocols, and human oversight for clinical decisions.
Then the QNX report lands like a reality check. The real bottleneck in shipping robots is software, architecture, integration, cybersecurity, not actuators or sensors. Determinism, middleware, and certification regimes are the hidden time sinks.
Legacy code bases, heterogeneous stacks, and safety certification create long, expensive integration cycles. Teams can build great hardware, but if the software stack can't scale or be secured, deployments stall, and fixes are rarely quick.
Put it together, and you see layered friction. Precision parts, simulation tools, plug-in ecosystems, data ownership disputes, workflow fit in healthcare, and brittle software stacks each slow real-world adoption in different ways.
Which means fixes need to be cross-disciplinary. Standards for mechanical interfaces, hardened MLOps for OT, API contracts for plugins, legal constructs for data rights, clinical workflow co-design, and investment in robust software engineering.
synthesis, deployments fail not because the robot can't move, but because the surrounding infrastructure, supply chains, software, legal frameworks, and operational practices isn't aligned. Solve those layers, and the technology finally gets to do its job.
That's our roundup for 3 June. If you're building or buying robotics tech this week, flag integration points early. Mechanical, digital, legal, and human. And treat them as product requirements, not afterthoughts. See you next time.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.